Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everybody to another fantastic edition of Saturday AM Live. This is your host, Vance Rogers, with the Vance Rogers frog in the throat sexy voice. Okay, so if you don't like it, I'm so sorry. I don't like it either. I don't think it's a very good sounding voice for me, but it happens. It's called life. I am human, and every once in a while, we get derailed. To this morning, if you don't have pen and paper in front of you, I want to encourage you to do that. I did not have pen and paper in my hand when I heard some nuggets from our guest a little over a month ago at EKIN's North America National Convention, and you're going to want to have something to scribble on. So, on that note, welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. And just as a footnote, little housekeeping up front, stay on the line after we say goodbye to Susan and bid her farewell onto her wellness journey, because I got a couple exciting announcements that I want to make at the end of the call. So, Susan, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Vin?
I am doing fantastic, other than the voice, of course. So, and you are in Atlanta, Georgia, making your up north,
right? I'm kind of making a little tour up to Atlanta, then I'm going on to North Carolina, then making a little stop in Massachusetts and Boston. We have a new group that we got started up there this summer, and continuing to help and support them. And
okay.
Then I'm making my way back down, and I'll be back home, I guess, somewhere around about the 29th of November.
So you'll be spending Thanksgiving away from home in Florida.
Right.
Uh-huh. Well, wonderful. It's much prettier up in the Northeast this time of year anyhow. There might be a little bit of color left on the leaves, depending on, you know. We had snow last night, so it was wonderful. Susan, when we first met, I put in my email that I sent out yesterday. When we first met, it was in Orlando, Florida, which is home to you, and it was at what we were calling back then a diamond tour, diamond something, rather. And you were in the process, if I remember correctly, of going diamond. I think out of your own mouth, you had proclaimed that life wasn't completely as organized as you'd like it to be. But before we even get into where you're at now, I want you to share with the folks a little bit about Susan Carver, what life was like prior to NECAN. Can you do that for us?
Sure, absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me on the call, and God bless all you guys on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m. I mean, I don't think my group would be on a call at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning, so...
These are dedicated people. I carry a whip and I speak loudly.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, again, it's a pleasure to be with you guys. My background, just condensed version. I graduated from high school in 85. I graduated from college in 88. I thought I wanted to go into politics until I worked on a couple of campaigns and realized how that system works, and then I realized I didn't want anything to do with it. Then I came home, moved in with my mom, you know, like a lot of kids in college do. I didn't know what to... Now, Vance, you didn't do that, right?
No, never.
Never, okay, good. So after college, moved back in with mom, got a job at Walt Disney World for $7.25 an hour. Shame on me, but that's what I thought. A lot of people just bump into jobs and they don't really focus on what they really want. They just get something because they need something or want something at that moment.
I have to ask the question, Susan. What costume did you get to don every day?
No, I was not goofy or any of those. No, I was not. I got to wear polyester, and people like you, Vance, would come up and ask me what time is the 3 o'clock parade. That's the God honest truth. Straight face would come up to me with their map and go, excuse me, ma'am, what time is the 3 o'clock parade? And I have to pause for a moment and say, Mr. Rogers, it's at 3 o'clock. Oh, great. And then you disappear into the bliss of the park.
You are much more gracious than I would have ever been. We get those questions people pull into the fire station when we're standing there washing rigs or whatever, and when they say, hey, where's the nearest place to get gas? And I literally send them on a bunny chase when the gas station is across the street and 100 feet behind them. And, so what time is the 3 o'clock parade? I would honestly have to say, well, today we're doing something different. We're honoring Japan. And it's instead of being at 3 o'clock, it's actually going to be at 10 a.m. because that's what a time it is in Japan.
That's correct. No,
so anyway, sorry, wouldn't deviate there.
You wouldn't last at the mouth.
No, I know.
So I worked there, and then, but the lesson at Disney was really the first job I'd ever had. I was very fortunate as a teenager. I didn't have to have a job while I was in high school or college, really. It's too much. And, but I really realized working for the mouse that I didn't like working for someone else. I mean, it was really an eye-opener for me for a couple of reasons. They tell you what time you have to be there. They tell you what time you can go to the bathroom. We had certain breaks, and that's when you had to go. They told you what time your lunch was, whether you were hungry or not. They told you what time you can go home. They told you how much you were worth. You know, pay raise wise, they determined and controlled all that, and what area you worked in that day. Was I in the phone room? Was I out? You know, in the heat? It was amazing how all of us turned that over to our employer. And I was doing that. It's one thing to turn it over for maybe $17 or $20 an hour, but for $7.25 with a college degree. And I graduated from college with honors. It's amazing that I allowed that to happen. And you have to take responsibility, you know, for that, that that's what you allowed yourself to do. And but it taught me a very good lesson, and I was like, wow. And so then I went on and left there and went out to California.
How long did you work for the mouse?
On and off for about three and a half years.
Okay.
And then I went out to California and went out there and got in a car wreck. I had a 73 Duster. Now, Vance, I know you're old enough to know what a 73 Duster is. It's all hood. People on the call, it's all hood, and it's a little bit of cabin space and a little bit of trunk. And I had a 73 Duster rear-end me at like 35 miles an hour in Southern California. And I remember standing at the payphone at the Pizza Hut crying to my daddy, you know, at, 27 years old or something like that, 28, and just missing the South and missing it was a bad time. But that car accident was the turning point. And as so many times in my life that something bad has happened, it's revealed why that happened. And because of that car accident, one of my printing clients, I was in printing sales, thought of me to invite me to learn about these wonderful Nikon technologies and what they do for soft tissue injuries and a host of others, as you guys on the call know. And so that then led to me learning about Nikon. I came to Nikon in a tracksuit, sat, you know, there with my arms folded. It was the 8th network marketing meeting that I had ever attended. This one was on magnets, oh my gosh, and I just sat there because one of my printing clients, when you're on 100% commission sales, you go and you're polite, right? Some of you on the call might be realtors, or some of you on the call might be small business owners or whatever, and when you have a good client invites you to a wedding or a picnic or a birthday party, you show up. It's good business, it's good manners. And so that's the pretense. And then I came and heard about Nikon because one of my clients, you know, invited me to come. What's kind of sad is that he didn't want to spend at that time the $49 to join, and he thought this was some little deal or something. I'm not sure what he thought, but he didn't spend the $49. He had to work, I think, 5 more years in his restaurant before he could afford to retire. And I always tell people, you know, God gave him his retirement plan, but he didn't. didn't recognize the package that it came in, and which was a little gal from the South, and, 28 years old at the time, and put her name on a Nikon application and realized she wanted to build a business. So that's a little bit on my, if anyone's still awake after that, that's my boring background. I wasn't the top of this. I wasn't the manager of anything. I had $4,100 in the bank, and I lived in a rented room in Southern California. And so that's a little bit on the very mediocre looking, drifting, trying to figure out what she wanted to do. I worked hourly in my life. I worked salary in my life, and I worked 100% commission. And I realized that it wasn't them, it was me. And so if you can find people that really want to be their own boss and call their own shots, boy, that's a great storm for, to be successful in Nikon, is that you don't want to work for someone else.
You know, and Susan, on that note, I was talking about sitting getting my hair cut the other day, and with the next client coming in, I always strike up conversations because I like to talk. Maybe that's why my voice is gone. But I said, you know, the good side, because I could be accused of being a Pollyannist, but I said, you know, the good side of where our nation is as far as the jobless rate and so many people on unemployment, da-da-da, that I can't help but think some of those people have just got to be frustrated to no end, and they want to go out and create their own future. They don't want to yield that control to anybody else. They want to go out and create their own business. And he looked at me and he said, well, what kind of business is there left to create? There's nothing out there. And I thought, oh, boy, this is not going to go good.
That's correct.
There are people out there that are clamoring for what we have that have yet to hear about it.
That's true. And this is such a wonderful client. It's a sad part, and you know, because I'm 44, and this is the worst economy since I've been, you know, on this planet. Yet at the same time, for Nikon, it's a great opportunity. I think one of the nuggets that you might have heard me share, or that I've been asked to talk a lot on, has been the one on like last night. I did a preview, and I said, well, I, at the end of the preview, I said, now don't do Nikon. I look at everybody. I said, take your $100,000 that you saved, keep it in the bank. And everyone's looking at me like, yeah, we've got $100,000 in the bank. I said, put it in the bank. So you guys might want to write this down, because this is the kind of language in which I'm speaking about Nikon. I am not so much talking about, you know, four circles make 10 and 10 makes 18 and what residual the income. Because, you know, people still don't believe in residual income. You know, Elvis has been dead for, I guess, 30 years, and his estate, I think, earned between 20 and 25 million. You know, and then I'll look in the preview and I'll say, well, there's, you know, 35 or 40 of us today, and combined we didn't earn, and we're all alive.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's residual income, because he's still getting paid off of Hound Dog that came out in either 56 or 57. For that 4 hours he was in the studio that laid down those tracks. That's residual income.
And then Denny, correct me if I'm wrong, we were both kids when he passed away. Wasn't it in 76, 78?
77.
He passed away
in 77.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that's one of the things that's very important, is that I don't even talk. That's why I used to build the business, talk about residual, and then I say, Elvis, you know, they can re-record something he's done, but it can't be, it doesn't reproduce like my Nikon business.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't talk that way anymore. Right now, I'm focusing on where people are absolutely hurting, and this is what I did at the preview last night. I said, don't do Nikon, okay? Put $100,000 that you have saved, put it in the bank. I said, my bank was giving me a half a percentage, okay, on my little nest egg. And I said, I went ahead and moved it to discoverbank.com. So here's a free commercial for discoverbank.com at 1%. Okay? 1%. All right? I said, that $100,000 at the end of the full year will give you $1,000 of interest. Divide that into 365 days. That's less than $3 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How many of you had lunch today and it was more than $3? Every hand goes up. I said, if you think in this economy that every one of you, it feels like every one of us is like sitting waiting for the economy to get better. I said, you are not. I want you to think about this. I said, I was fortunate enough to make just a hair under $250,000 in Meekin last year. Okay? And in January of this 2011, I was mortified when I actually sat down and started looking at my bills. My homeowner's insurance went up. My gas from last year, fuel for my car, went up. Okay. My car insurance on my used Mercedes went up, even though the value of my car is going down. My credit cards, a year and a half, 2 years ago, went up without me being irresponsible on the interest on the couple of cards that I have. Okay. My health insurance went up, and I went on and on and on, and I listed off every one of my bills that in this terrible economy has gone up. And you realize, Vance, that Susan Carver, without going on vacation and running up credit card debt or running up anything like that, every single one of my bills, when they went up 12%, 9%, 6%, 13%, when I added them up, it was 68% that my bills went up in the course of a year without me doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
It said, so if you guys think that your money at 1% and you're standing still waiting for the economy to come back, we're going backwards.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I made almost $250,000, and I'm upset. Can you imagine the family out there that's making the median income in America, which is $37,000?
Mm-hmm.
And what that 68% is doing to them.
Absolutely.
So those are the terms for you guys on the call. That's the language I'm speaking, because people don't have a clue about residual income. They don't have a belief in it. They don't understand. When I went to Panama on Thanksgiving Day 2001 and sacrificed being with my mother, right, in Orlando and having dinner with her, that I'm landing in Panama and starting my business, that I have earned probably a couple hundred thousand dollars off of there, yeah, probably just under $200,000 for that day of flying into Panama and starting a reproductive residual income that then flew into Colombia, and then it was spilled into Ecuador. I mean, come on. I'm still getting paid off of that work that I did in that time. People, I've gotten so tired of trying to explain that because people don't believe it.
Mm.
But they can believe, oh, yeah, that's right, my health insurance without a claim went up. Oh, yeah, my homeowner's insurance, yeah, without a claim went up. Oh, yeah, this went up, gas went up, blah, blah. Everything's going up. They did a thing on the news that this Thanksgiving, the average Thanksgiving dinner on the news, which I rarely watch because I can't stand to watch it, has gone up 12% over the cost of the same Thanksgiving dinner a year ago.
Wow.
Guys, communicate that. That residual income is a pipe dream to most people.
Mm.
Communicate that. And then I say, well, I take that back. Please do me, Ken.
Mm.
And this is why. I write down two aquapores, which you guys need to change these numbers when the new waterfalls come out. But I write down two aquapores. Buy two aquapores for $300. Buy an aquapore for $300. That's what it used to be for consultants, tax and shipping. Okay? Go demonstrate this amazing water. It saves people money. It's a Louis Vuitton water for a Walmart price. Okay? Go demonstrate this water. Make a commitment that you're going to market two of these a month. So that's nothing extraordinary at all. Because if you look at the grocery store, Vance, half of the grocery store aisle is bottled water, five
mm-hmm.
shelves up. Okay?
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
So obviously there's a market for it, all right? So go out and market two of those and share with people and share two of those and find two customers a month.
Mm-hmm.
I said, at the direct level, you will make yourselves $120 a month. That's $60 on each unit.
Sure.
Times 12 months, that's $1,400 that you will earn after a year. That's 40% more money than leaving $100,000 in the bank. And it's a 99% less investment.
Yep.
ROI, return on investment. 40% more and 99% less of exposure. But I said, guys, you can't put it in the bank anymore. It's not there. I used to have 7% interest with Citibank online.
Wow.
That's where I used to have my money. This was like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. My money was making money. It's not now. It's a joke.
No.
I said, you can't really put your money in real estate because you don't know what the house is going to be worth 4 years from now. Because you don't know.
No.
You can't put your money in the stock market without losing your mind. I have a good friend of mine that put, I think, close to $300,000 in the stock market in January of this year. She's already down $30,000.
Wow.
Great. Go put your money in the stock market. Go put it in real estate. And go put it in the bank. Okay? The doors of opportunity to have your money passively make money is gone. Right now, it's gone. And your bills are climbing 20%, 30%, 40%, 68%. Neekin is the answer. And that is the message that I have been sharing since last year, and that's why my income has gone up dramatically over last year in my Neekin business, is because I'm communicating in the language in which is hurting and killing and choking everybody.
And
some
Susan,
people are aware of it,
yeah.
Some people are not.
Right, and it's not just here in North America either. It's impacting the rest of the world. I know that certain countries, it took about a year, year and a half for their economic structure to follow suit exactly what was taking place in the United States. And the sad thing about that, or the flip side, the good side of that, is that we still have the same message and it still works. And that's so been proven to work down in the Spanish-speaking countries where these people are living on a minuscule amount, let's say 5 or 10% of what's average for here, us in North America.
Well, the average income in Colombia is $400 a month. So if you go on that, I mean, I'm not talking about Brazil.
What's the average here in the U.S.? Is it $4,000 for a family?
No, it's $37,000 is the average income for a family in America.
Okay, so you're talking...
two incomes.
Yeah, two incomes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so 37 divided by 12, you're talking about $3,000 a month. So at $400, so it's about roughly 12, 15% of where we are at. So that's a huge reduction. But Neekin works, it translates anywhere. Susan, I love the way that you said it. We're talking about a Louis Vuitton water system at a Walmart price.
It is.
With this waterfall, Rick Murphy said it this way on his video that's on YouTube. And if you're not on my email address, if you did not get the email I sent out yesterday, please go on Dennis and Ruth's site, ybhurton.biz, www, letters ybhurton.biz. Second top on the top of the menu option, water presentation or water demo, whatever it says, water something. Move your cursor there. Watch the 13-minute water demo. If you have not yet, it will literally blow your mind what our water does to people. And if you can't afford the $5 water test kit to do what Susan's talking about, go out and show people what we have, then something's wrong. Make an investment, because if you take the time and just show them, it's alarming, especially when you can take our water to neutralize the bad water in what's already in our bodies. And you'll see that on that video if you haven't watched it. But, Susan, I want to come back to this. Louis Vuitton water at a Walmart price. And
who wouldn't want to buy a Mercedes for a Toyota price? I mean, that's what we're offering. You know, or buying a gas card for, you know, $1.25 a gallon when gas is $3 and $4 a gallon. So
sure.
It's something we're going to use anyway.
Sure.
It was something we're going to use anyway, and if you can get a higher quality product for a lower price. You don't have to sell it. You just have to demonstrate it and educate people like we're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about that is, Terry Latham pointed out, one of your colleagues in the top five producers in North America, last week when he shared with us that, you know, if you're impressed with this, NECANN has over 200 other wellness solutions right behind this that'll just blow your doors off.
Yeah, that's what I usually say.
Yeah.
Because during a preview, I'll say, you know, this, you know, these are just a couple of samplings, but, you know, I balance it out and tell people there's, yeah, if you think this is kind of cool, it's, you know, for me, I started the Wellness Preview and I said, this is a show and tell for adults. I get paid to do two things. I get paid very well by this company to, number one, raise your awareness that these products are even available. And then, number two, I get paid to educate you on what they can do personally for your health and the people that you love. So that's what I get paid to do. I get paid to raise people's awareness and educate them on the unique benefits. I said, this is not a candle or makeup or diet dust. I mean, this is something that truly impacts people's health. And we had two testimonials at the end of the preview. One was a knee and one was tendonitis in an elbow. And sure enough, the people with the tennis elbow are seriously considering the sleep pad and the wraps. And the one with the knee hates her job. And she's in the commercial department of Lowe's and used to be in healthcare and used to be in sales. And she couldn't move her knee, you know, pulling her knee back to her rear end, you know, with the ankle, you know, we grab it. And she was able to then touch her heel of her shoe up to her, up as Forrest would say, her buttocks, after using the technologies, and she couldn't do that. We did a benchmark before and after, and she was able to move her heel and touch it to the bottom of her pants. So it's like, there you go. You know, it's so simple, and I've kept that with my group, of the simplicity of what we do, but also the passion and the impact that this has, and it's important.
You know, and I love the way you said it. You get paid for raising awareness, number one,
mm-hmm.
and number two?
Educating people
okay.
on what these technologies can do for you.
Okay.
You know, first of all, let them know that we have, you know, this water. You know, to even raise their awareness of it, and then to go ahead and educate them on what it can do for their body. And on that, real quick, before there's any other things you want to talk about, but real quick on that water test, this is what I do. I have, obviously, I have the Sprite. Coca-Cola is going to love NECANN because now we're going to have to buy more of their products to show people how bad they are. That's just hilarious. I got to get some Coca-Cola stock. Not. Anyway, but I'm buying a Sprite Coca-Cola product, then I have the Dasani water, then I have the tap water, and then I have the one ready for our waterfall water. And I go ahead and I put all the beverages in there, and then I go ahead and put all the drops in there. And, of course, the yellow is the Sprite. Yellow is the Dasani. I'm like, wow, they're both very acidic. You might as well have the Sprite, you know, to enjoy yourself, right? You know, some calories, but, you know, what the heck, you know? And then at least enjoy it. And then I go on to the tap water, and everyone's amazed how light blue that the tap water is, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I have a waterfall, and it's that beautiful world blue. And then I come back with a $44 water bottle, and I squeeze a little bit, and the tap water turns nice and royal blue like waterfall. And then I come into the Sani and I said, you see how this takes a little bit more? And squeezing the bottle and eventually six or seven squeezes, it starts to become the nice royal blue. So now if you guys will picture this, we've got royal blue or purplish blue for the waterfall. We've got purplish blue now for the tap water. It's looking good. We got purplish blue going on for the Dasani because we've neutralized that. Then I sit there and squeeze the water bottle until the water comes all the way up to the glass, and I say, well, what's the problem here? And I said, this is how you prove that it takes about 20 glasses of water to neutralize one 12-ounce soda. Mm. And that is what really blows their mind. And I can promise you, Vance, that since I saw that test done, I have not purchased a Sprite. I haven't. I have not purchased or drank a soda since I saw how bad that is.
Yep.
Because, you know, I'd always heard it. You know, 18 glasses of water to neutralize one Coke or whatever the number is.
Right,
over
right.
20 guys. You know, it's immaterial, right? Because no one's going to sit down and drink 20 glasses of water after a Sprite or 27 or whatever. People
yeah,
aren't going
to. I had one guy boast when I said it takes 32 glasses to neutralize your can of Pepsi that you're drinking right now. He said, oh, I could do that. And I said, that's 3 gallons of water, my friend. Oh, I could do that. And I said, you're lying. And as the church director that leads my daughters every single summer when they come to church camp, I cannot believe you're lying to my face.
All you need to do is take a 12-ounce Pepsi and then take 3 gallons of water in a clear bucket. And then you can wipe it and do that. But it's just amazing. So
here's the straw. You know,
remote people. That's why I tell the story of the 1%, because everyone's got a half a percentage
sure.
that the bank is giving them on their money.
Susan, the one question I'd like to wrap up this conversation with, because I know you've got to get on, and but you've given us so much material in the simplicity of raising awareness. We can do that with the Healthy Child, Healthy Video. I did this last night with a brand new sponsor. Welcome Brian and Marge Potts to the Nikan family, by the way. Just give you a little shout out to them. But we raise awareness. We have to do that. And then we educate them on what Nikan has to offer in our solutions. Now, a lot of people are saying in their minds right now, well, everybody's shifting just to talk about water. Well, we're talking about what 7 billion people on the planet are desperately needing. So why not? They don't know they're needing a RAM technology magnetic sleep system that's going to change their life every night for the rest of their life. They don't know they're needing that. They don't know that they're needing a shower head that's going to take all the poison chemicals out of what's absorbing through their skin every single day. They don't need that. That's our job, to educate them. Our foot in the door, what you're sharing with us, Susan, is simply do a little simple water demo. Go buy a few bottles of Sprite. Go buy a few bottles of high-end water. And whether or not the Sprite cracks, you know, fizzes when you open it, it's irrelevant. It's still going to be acidic. You know, you don't have to use the whole bottle if you want to pinch pennies here. But bottom line, it's our responsibility to educate people and ask some simple questions. The questions that I put in my email yesterday, are you open to it? If you're not, well, it was nice knowing you. I'm sorry that I might be attending your funeral before you attend mine. I know that's bold, people, but these are the kind of things I'm seeing people. If they're open and they're honest, they'll want to change. We can't continue propagating what Susan, do you ever read, this little soapbox of mine, do you ever read the side of the Frito-Lay trucks as you're driving down the interstate, or you see them delivering their stuff to the grocery store?
No, there's a ton of them in Florida, but no, I've never
okay.
read the side of a Frito-Lay truck.
Okay, a few years ago you saw the big, you know, red and yellow logo, Frito-Lay, and underneath of it said, food for the fun of it, okay? Then they changed it and added the word good food for the fun of it, okay, because it's good. Now, the new logo, I saw this on a truck the other day, 2 days ago. It just says, good fun. That's it. What?
Maybe there was a lawsuit or something in that, first of all, it's not food, and it's definitely not good. Maybe there's a lawsuit there. I don't know.
So here's my question, Susan. Our little caveat, little distraction there. Take a little turn, shoot the bunny, bang. Okay, we're not going down that trail. For those of us who have been wellness consultants for a year, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, I know you've already answered this question, but, however, what is the single thing that we have got to do to to elevate and accelerate the growth of us sharing and raising awareness and educating people out there that what Nikan has to offer will turn their lives right side up. Is there
That is a very difficult question because it's not a very pretty one. And how I would answer that with that is that for those of you that are been with the company for a while or those of you new, it really doesn't matter. The point is that the people's home that I'm in right now, okay, that I'm up here working for, here's the thing that really stares you in the face and you have to look in the mirror. Am I up here for them or am I up here for me? Okay? If you're not doing this in your heart, when you open that first word, like when you're sitting there getting your hair cut, like you said, Vance,
mm-hmm.
or if I'm sitting on a massage table in Panama with a lady moving back to Colombia, when we have these people that we meet, you have to care about them getting what you have. Or if you're brand new, you have to say, I'm going to take them with me. And one of the reasons that my organization is successful, I think, is because we really translate that. This couple that I'm up here working with, okay, they need this opportunity. I don't have to beg them. I left town. I sponsored no one last time, okay? While I was gone, they sponsored four people while I was gone, and three of the four capitalized.
Wow.
See, there's a leader. They go to the meeting, Sherry Clark's meeting, and Rory Webb's meeting here in Atlanta. They drive all the way to Decatur. That's like a 20-mile drive each way. You know, in work traffic, not a lot of fun on a Tuesday, you know, because they're not holding the meetings at, you know, 8 o'clock at night. So you've got that, and they're doing that every single week.
Mm.
So this couple, when you're talking to people, and when you're ready to talk to that guy at the haircut place or the lady on the massage, is you have to get emotionally involved, and most of us won't do that. And you're going to have to care more about them, because when they feel that vibration, okay, all of a sudden now they're going to come into that half a percentage of money sitting in the bank, and they're going to put that on the credit card, and they're going to get their products, and they can feel that from you.
Mm.
And that's why I believe it's been part of the success of my organization, is I drill that into you, that you're not going to get what you want until you serve these people.
Absolutely.
And I'm up here. I drove 8 hours up here before and 8 hours back by myself. I'm back up here, 60 days later, back up here doing exactly what I told them. I'm committed to this couple because they've committed to themselves and they've committed to me. And we're doing this thing together. So if that's not the spirit, the vibration, whatever your words, your action, if all of that is not there, then you're just running around and you're just selling stuff like every other Tom, Dick, and Mary out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is about humans being more. Okay? This is about humans being more. I believe in this Spanish couple. There's not a Spanish leader in all of Atlanta. There are 4 million people in Atlanta, probably about 600 to 700,000 of them or more are Spanish, and we don't have one Spanish leader. This couple wants to take the responsibility, and I'm like, you guys take it, and I'll be back. And now they've sponsored their neighbor, who is Peruvian. Hello. Mm. That's the next country to open is going to be Peru or Chile in 2012.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
So...
Oh.
I mean, that's going to happen, you know? So it's like, hey, you know, so it's those type of things that to get your business to grow, are you here to sign them? Are you here to sell them? Are you here to get them? are you here to absolutely serve them and get them out of the hole? Because this couple's in a hole right now financially, and they want this bad. Just like I did in 1995, going, gosh, I'm almost 30, I don't even own a home, and I'm going nowhere. Okay? So look in the mirror. What are you doing? Are you serving them? Are you reaching down and saying, here, hey, someone threw me a life jacket. Yeah, I'm going to throw you one. I hope you take it. If you don't, I'm moving on. And that sounds very cold, especially to the women on this call. And that's why I'll tell you, my friends, why the women are not the top income earners in this company. It's because we don't act like that. That's the way the men do. The men take, you know, hey, yes, no, in or out, next, 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 next. That's why the men are at the top of the income earner in this company. And that's why 70% of the distributorship or 60% of the distributorship are women. We're better at this. Guarantee you, you were better at this business than the men. But we don't have that next, 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 next mentality. So you go ahead and you have that next mentality. You don't sit there and wait on people. So it's a very delicate balance of serving these people, but not staying with people like I did. I should have been Royal Diamond somewhere around 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I stayed with two front-level distributors that are golds that I thought had a vision to go on to platinum, and they don't. And I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there, and it's cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars to sit there and wait on those two people and be a woman and be, oh, but we're friends, and we like each other. You know, oh, gee, they haven't sponsored a new person in 9 months. Oh, but these are my platinums. Wake up, okay? So I finally got my in touch with my male side and say, let's see, instead of building two more platinums to Royal Diamond, I'm going to go take a gold and build it to to diamond. Mm-hmm. And I'm going a totally different direction, and that's what I'm doing. So to build your business, put those people first.
Mm-hmm.
Serve them.
Mm-hmm.
Drive there. Coach them. Mentor them. Work with them. Show them that you care, and they'll follow you because nobody out there cares.
Mm-hmm.
Bank doesn't care. Stock market doesn't care. Real estate market doesn't care. And their boss doesn't care. Why don't you show them that you care and that you're a true team? And and if that's really reading out of your heart and your mouth and your actions, guess what? They'll follow you. Even though they don't have the money really at this moment to invest, this couple found the $2,000, bought the products, and were off and running. And she got a check. Ready for this? She calls me when I right before I got here, and she says, Susan, my check was $500. Do the math. Do the math. They went executive. Do the math, guys. On a $2,000 investment, what is a 5% return?
Mm-hmm.
What is a 5% return? What's $500 return on a $2,000 investment? That's a 25% return.
Yep.
Okay, who out there is offering a 25% return on your money?
Well, you do the homework. You do the legwork, Susan, and find somebody that's offering that 25%, and I'll bet you propagate a bunch.
I'll come back on the call and share it with all you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not out there. And, you know, Susan, what I keep hearing you saying over and over and over, going back to the very, very beginning, is that we literally have to take ownership over our own lives first, be the human being more that we know we're supposed to be. We have to strive onward and upward, and then figure out how we can share that passionately with other people and say, I want to serve you. I want to take you with me. If you're willing to go, are you ready to roll up your sleeves? And if they're not, as a friend shared with me a couple weeks ago, he said, I learned about family and friends early on that you can lead a horse to water, but you can only hold their head underwater for so long. And we can only hold people's hands for so long. We have a responsibility to ourselves, to our family, and to those people that want and that desperately need our attention to kind of sever some of those relationships that aren't healthy. Dennis Williams, the gentleman that introduced our family to Nikan a little over 19 years ago, he's adamant about this. If there's negativity in a conversation or in a room, he does the snagglepuss and exits stage left or exits stage right, which he gets out of Dodge real quick.
Well, see, that's why he's the number two or number three income earner in the company.
Yeah.
And us as women, we don't do that. We don't do, well, she needs us, or I'm going to hang in there with her, and she keeps telling me she's going to talk to people, and she keeps telling me she's going to bring a guest, and she keeps telling me she's going to go to a big event, and she keeps telling me she's going to be back to human being more because she hasn't been in 5 years, blah, 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 blah. And as women, we hang in there because it's about the relationship, all right? And I'm very proud of that, that that's what women are. But it's death, and it's delayed success in this business.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, you can pull an example out of someone that woke up after 9 years or whatever like that. But sure, okay, great. There's always a story that's going to counter my point.
Yep.
But think of the hundreds of people that you didn't talk to because you were waiting on little Margaret because she said she's going to go silver. She's going to go silver. Great. Let her sit there. You go spend your time with people
mm-hmm.
that do want this. Don't run the little lady out of the business, but go find a business builder and someone that's ready now.
Yep.
So, awesome.
You
thanks,
know,
Vance.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate it.
No, and I so appreciate you. And one final thought. I learned this quote. I heard this quote this morning from my dear friend Bonna Wallace, and she learned it from the movie Tower Heist. And you can actually make a movie an entertainment expense, but you can make that a business expense if you use it in your business. So when I go see this movie or we rent it or get it on Netflix and I know that this quote is in it, I'm going to use it. But sharks are born swimming. We got to,
yes.
As wellness consultants, we got to get in the game. We got to make that decision. So Susan Carver has been our guest. Thank you so very much, Susan, for taking 45 minutes out of your schedule, especially staying with somebody else's in their home that you could be spending time with them. I so appreciate that. If you have somebody that you know that needed to hear or should have been on this call to hear what Susan had to share of her life, www.saturdayamlive.com. Very, very simple. Saturdayamlive.com. Scroll down to bold red letters. You'll see Susan's name. Boom, it's right there. Click, listen away. Take notes. I mean, folks, I'm looking at the half a page of notes that I've scribbled down. It's not very legible, but at least I can go back and I can. I use this stuff. I don't do these calls just to catch people's great stories. I do them because this is education. This is Network Marketing 101. And if you'll go back and use some of these things that Susan has shared, I guarantee you, the whole five pillars of health will change in your life when we apply these things. So, again, thank you, Susan. I'll let you go. Have fun in the journey up north and then eventually back home. And we look forward to seeing you on the Neken Highway very, very soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate
all right.
it.
Bye-bye.
Good luck, everybody. Bye-bye.
Folks, thank you so much for enduring the squeaky voice. And thank you for being on the line. Have a fantastic Thanksgiving with your family. Hopefully you're spending it with some family that your loved ones or friends, close friends that you want to spend time with. And give thanks because that's what this is all about. It's more than just about eating stuff that, you know, about consuming 5,000 calories in one meal. Yes, that's what the average human being consumes at Thanksgiving dinner, 5,000 calories. So maybe we could trim that back a little bit. But have a wonderful Thanksgiving, being thankful, and I look forward to talking to you, if not before, next Saturday, same time, same number. So thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you real soon.
To learn more about Neken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.